It's Friday, February 3rd, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. OpenAI unveils a detection tool, ChatGPT Plus, and an ecosystem of AI tools sprouting up. Cybercrime groups hire IT pros with high salaries and benefits, and the FBI urges reporting on ransomware attacks. And Rob Ray joins Pax8 as corporate VP of Community and Ecosystems. This is the Business of Tech. The AI space continues to move fast with a flurry of news. OpenAI has released a web-based tool to help determine if the text provided is AI-generated. It generates false positives and false negatives and offers a 5-point scale of results. Very unlikely to have been AI-generated, unlikely, unclear, possible, or likely. The company is also now offering ChatGPT Plus, offering general access to ChatGPT even during peak times, faster response times, and priority access to new features and improvements. Plans start at $20 a month. The company is also exploring other options for offerings. OpenAI isn't the only one with a detection tool. GPT-0, Fictitious.ai, and Writer.com are in that space too. Watermarking tools also appear in the news, with ideas like inaudible watermarks for AI-generated voices. An ecosystem is sprouting up around ChatGPT as well. I noted the release of a product called Ghostwriter, which is a plugin that brings ChatGPT right into Word. Google is reportedly testing its competitor options too, including one called Apprentice Bard. And like Amazon earlier this week, Microsoft's CTO office warned staff that they could use ChatGPT as long as they don't share sensitive data. Why? The same as Amazon's concern, the possibility of it being used in future models. And they have reason to be concerned. New survey data is out Wednesday from Fishbowl. 43% of professionals report using ChatGPT or other AI tools to assist with work tasks, and 68% do so without their boss's knowledge. Now, why do we care? That last data point, without their boss's knowledge. It's shadow IT all over again, with products slipping in unbeknownst to the organization. Let's take the lessons of shadow IT. Not blocking usage, but having conversations with owners and managers about education and communication. This space is moving quickly, and sure, some of this may end up being hype. There are going to be competitive products fast, new add-ons, and an ecosystem of providers around it. This should sound pretty familiar. A couple of security stories worth talking about as well. I've talked about how cybercrime groups run like professional organizations. Well, how much can you earn? Well, in a new report by Kaspersky, which analyzed 200,000 job ads posted on 155 dark web sites between March 2020 and June 2022, hacking groups and APT groups seek to hire mainly software developers at 61% of all ads, offering very competitive packages to entice them. The highest-paying jobs seen by Kaspersky's analysts included a monthly salary of $20,000, while ads for capable attack specialists topped $15,000 per month. The median pay for IT pros ranged between $1,300 and $4,000 per month, with designers receiving the lower amounts and reverse engineers being positioned at a higher end of the median pay spectrum. In some cases, about 8%, the remote workers would be offered paid vacation and sick leave, which shows that some dark web employers care about making their proposals as attractive as possible. Microsoft Security Intelligence released some data about the groups they are tracking. More than 100 different cyber criminal gangs are actively conducting ransomware attacks, deploying over 50 other ransomware families in campaigns that see them encrypt networks and demand a ransom payment for the decryption key. And in public service announcements, the FBI encourages communicating with them about breaches. FBI Director Christopher Wray estimated that only 20% of Hive's victims reported potential issues to law enforcement during the Bureau's 7-month operation. Why do we care? $240,000 is an excellent salary. It comes with benefits. Just one more data point in recognizing the opposition. Rob Ray, the longtime face of Datto and well-known among MSPs, has started a new role as the Corporate Vice President of Community and Ecosystems at PAX 8. This is a new role for the company. Why do we care? Look, that's the whole story. The reason to care is to revisit the prediction I made in November during our IT Nation livestream. My prediction? He would come in with a senior executive title, and it would not be a small company. He also would want levels of control. He wouldn't show up at a large, established company, and he would likely do something slightly different. And it turns out those were right. I was wrong in my prediction to align with Austin McCord. He picks a place where he gets a corporate VP title, presumably budget control, and growth aspirations. Good for him. Let's cut the FUD. Don't let anyone scare you from selling VoIP because compliance is hard. With their newest managed compliance service, OIT VoIP removes compliance headaches from the picture while you retain control of your client relationships. Get started selling faster than ever. Visit oit.co/mspradio to learn more today. Thanks for listening. Today, National Carrot Cake Day. New. I will be back on Tuesday. We're having some floors put in, so it makes the studio a little noisy. I will talk to you then. Have a great weekend. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/mspradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.